So thank you. My name is Luigi. I am a PhD student at the University of Naples in Italy. I have a scholarship funded by the European Space Agency, and I'm involved in this project in the optimization of bioregenerative life support system. And I've also had the possibility to do an internship here thanks to this scholarship with Dr. Gomez at the University of Florida. So I focus my research on space farming, that is growing plants in space. You can imagine how many constraints people are facing in growing plants in space. Although NASA has been supporting LED-based plant growth chamber since 1980s, and maybe this is the reason why most of the people here are able to work on LED-based plant growth chamber. And also right now, NASA developed a veggie growth chamber. You can see in the left picture that is still operating and producing pretty good lettuce. And also are giving the possibility to astronauts to produce their own food and eat the fresh food in space that is so far from Earth. But plants are not only considered as edible biomass. They are important in the bioregenerative life support system because they can recycle air in the way they can produce oxygen, assimilate carbon dioxide. They recycle water through water uptake and water evapotranspiration. They are also good for the psychological well-being of astronauts in this environment. My objective was to evaluate the effects of different red and blue light percentage on morphological, physiological, and anatomical response. That is my background, the anatomy, and on two different lettuce cultivars. And this was a follow-up experiment after an experiment already conducted at the University of Florida with the same treatments, but looking at the water use efficiency responses in different red and blue ratio. We hypothesized that with an increasing percentage of blue light within the light spectrum, leaf area decrease, as all people know, but also leaf thickness could increase, and this affects the overall growth of plants. We also hypothesized that the stomatal conductance that increase with an increasing percentage of blue light could be related to the developmental stomatal responses of plants, and also that the chloroplast abundance could be affected by different percentage of light of blue light within the light spectrum. In the picture, you can see the growth chamber we used for this experiment. We chose two cultivars, lettuce cultivars, Waldman Greens and Outrageous, that are two cultivars selected by NASA for the experiment on both on at the Kennedy Space Center and both on the ISS. We used calcined clay media to grow this plant that is commonly used, currently used by NASA for this, and also the controlled release fertilizer by Floricans that is a special polymer for the coating in this fertilizer. We used a high level of CO2 that is representative to space-related research. We monitored at the near canopy air temperature to be sure that all the responses are due to the lighting treatments and not the environment. These are the environmental data we collected during our replications, just to show you that we were able to follow the set points we used for this experiment, and also the treatments we used, five treatments, starting from 100% of red to 100% of blue light. We collected data about growth and physiology, but also about anatomy of these plants. We look at the leaf thickness, the stomatal density, the chloroplast abundance within the leaf mesophyll, and we did this throughout microscopy approach, taking images of leaf cross-section and then using a digital image analysis approach to measure these anatomical traits. Here I show you briefly some of the results we had from this experiment. You can see there is a trend in decreasing leaf area with an increasing percentage of blue light. Although at the 100% of blue, there is a change in this trend, and the leaf area became similar to the 100% of red. Also for dry mass, we found a decreasing dry mass production with an increasing blue light. But we tried to understand if this is correlated with the leaf thickness. And we found that the treatments with the highest value of leaf area, they have also the lowest value of leaf thickness, and vice versa for the other treatments. But something interesting is about the behavior of the responses of the two cultivars. And we hypothesized that this is due to the anthocyanin layers we found in the epidermis and the upper palisade, because it acts as a sort of sunscreen, reducing light intensity at mesophyll level, but also changing the light spectra that go through the leaf, absorbing mostly the blue light and green light. Then we measured the stomatal conductance. We found a trend with an increasing blue light, also the, an increment of stomatal conductance, but this is not true for the 100% of blue light. We try to correlate with this with the stomatal density we found in the leaves, but we found no correlation, and we hypothesized that in our experiment, the stomatal conductance could be related more to the stomatal opening, that is not so easy to measure. So we measured the photosynthesis, the assimilation of these two cultivars. We found there is an increasing assimilation with an increasing percentage of blue light that is also not so correlated with the dry mass production. But looking at the chloroplast abundance in the mesophyll, we found the same trend. We ran a correlation test according to Spearman, and we found a high positive correlation between photosynthesis and the chloroplast abundance within the mesophyll. You can see from the picture the two treatments, one with the lowest chloroplast abundance and the one with the highest. As you can see, the very tiny blue spot represent each chloroplast. We measured it through digital image analysis. So let's go through to the conclusion. We can see that, say that the treatment with 100% of blue and or red result in different responses compared to the treatment with the combination of red and blue light. We found a trade-off between leaf area and leaf thickness throughout the treatments, among the treatments. We found in our experiment there is no correlation between the stomatal conductance and the stomatal density found in the leaves. And also that the with a high percentage of blue light, we had a higher photosynthesis at the unit surface, and also a higher chloroplast abundance. But this is not in accordance with the biomass production, and we hypothesized that at whole plant level, we cannot relate the single measurement of photosynthesis, and so there's no way to extrapolate the whole plant photosynthesis from one single measurement. I want to also to acknowledge all people involved in this project, and I want to say thank you for your attention, and I'm glad to answer if there is any question. No question? Any question? Okay.